Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we finished verses 13 through 16. Today, we will be starting with verses 17 and 18.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you once again with the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we're going to look at James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, and we have titled this section, The Wisdom That Is From Above. Now, my friend, you'll want to hear this message. As a matter of fact, this message is going to be longer than the normal messages, and so instead of being a three-day, maybe a four-day, I believe that this is probably going to be at least 5 days on this one message, if not longer. So you, if you're going to miss any days, may want to order a CD, and you can do so by writing us, sending a gift of $5, and asking for the sermon titled Wisdom That Is From Above, or by just stating the passage, James 3, verses 17 and 18, and we will get that to you as quickly as possible. Also, we want to know by which radio station you are listening to our broadcast. And all of these things will be a help to us, and we'll be able to get that out to you as quickly as possible. Now, I know that we're on in some newer areas, and I want to welcome those listeners in the newer areas. I was visiting in Pensacola, Florida recently, and as I was visiting there, I also ran into some people that have heard our broadcast, and yet there are those that are listening to our broadcast in that area that really haven't written us. And then there are people, for example, I know that we're in Michigan now, we're in Ohio now, as well as other states, and we want to hear from you. We want to know that you're listening. Now, notice I didn't say send us a large gift or anything like that. We're not asking you to send us a gift. We just want to know that you're listening. Also, you may have a Bible question. We have been trying to determine for some time now as to whether or not to have a program dedicated to answering your Bible questions. And so if you'll write us your Bible questions, it may be that we'll answer them on the air. However, if we do not answer them on the air, we will answer them personally. And by that I mean we'll write you a letter to make sure that you get an answer to your Bible question, whether it's on the air or not. So please, write us. We want to hear from you. We want to know that this broadcast is a blessing to you and that God is using it to instruct you in His Word and in His way of righteousness. Now, if you have your Bibles, I trust that you do, and also a pencil and paper so that you can take notes, please follow along as we start in James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, we're starting to hear about the wisdom that is from above. When you got saved, this wisdom from above became the goal with which you were endowed. These verses represent the goal of the Holy Spirit working in your heart as a Christian. All these things that are listed here in verses 17 and 18 are things God wants to accomplish in your life here on earth. They are things the Holy Spirit will try to bring about. He'll test them. He'll try them, allow testings and trials in your life to prove that these things are real and not just something stated, something imagined, but the real thing. And how much different we'll see that verses 17 and 18 are from verses 13 through 16. There we read in verse 14, "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth." He says that wisdom is not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. And he goes on to say where envying and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. Oh, that's the one side of it. But now here's the side that the Lord wants to work out in your heart. A wisdom from above that's pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And my friend, I trust that as you listen, you'll allow the Lord to speak to your heart and also to be able to use these things in your life to bear fruit for Him. Now, these things are accomplished only through a life of loving submission to the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, he says in verse 17 of James 3. The word pure is defined as freedom from defilements or impurities. The word first is interesting here. It shows us that to attain the rest of the things listed in verses 17 and 18, we must first be pure. Without purity, the rest of the things listed will have a mixture of the earthly, the sensual, and the devilish. It will have corruption in it. Our goal is through the purification by the blood of Jesus Christ not to be entangled again with the fleshly lust. It's the fleshly lust that enter in and they spoil the things such as peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and hypocrisy. They corrupt these things. And my beloved brethren, that is not what you or I want or need. I was at a restaurant several years ago, and a waitress dropped about five or six wicker baskets right beside me. I had finished lunch, and I was eating dessert. And I had been there a while. A lady who saw what happened said, "Andy Bloom, they're out to get you." And then she added, "I saw you over there, but you were eating, so I didn't disturb you or say anything to you." Well, I'm glad that she spoke, but to be honest with you, I didn't know who the lady was. I did not ever remember meeting her to this day. I do not remember seeing that lady before or since. Now, I point that out to say people watch us even when we do not know they are watching. Even if we do not know them, our actions and words can be the ruin of our testimony. And so, that's why we go back, as we mentioned just a few moments ago, about the wisdom that is from above is first pure and has these other things in it. But if we're acting earthly, sensual, and devilish, then we lose that testimony of the wisdom that is from above. If people know that you are a Christian or you go to church regularly, they will watch you. We just do not set aside times to be religious. My friend, our Christianity is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in a restaurant, a mall, or at work, and in the neighborhood, my friend, you are being watched. A beautiful woman, dressed in provocative clothes, walks by. Is she right to be in provocative clothes? Of course not. She is wrong. She is dressed like the harlot dresses. But, sir, if you are looking her up one side and down the other, and people see it, you have destroyed your testimony besides sinning against God. Jesus said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And the crux of the matter is, you need to redirect your thinking. Again, I refer you to Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Now the man that tells jokes, or is often speaking of things with sexual connotations, but they're not outright vile things, is still speaking from the abundance of a wicked heart. The true story is told of a man at home who would watch videos and TV with nudity on it. He was active in his church. His son was in the youth group. Later, that man ended in adultery. He ran off with another woman. What is the effect on children? Well, they think, well, what a hypocrite. Church is not real. Christianity is not real. And now everything becomes boring. That son or that daughter becomes bait for the cults and all types of evil. And my friend, make sure that you understand that sin doesn't just affect you. It affects others as well. Now, everyone is responsible for their own sin. Everyone is responsible for their own actions. But do not be the key, do not be the inspiration, do not be the one that is used of the devil to tempt and deceive others into sin. Now, my friend, it is not a sin to be tempted. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. But sin does develop when we dwell on that temptation. We're reminded of James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It may be videos, might be TV, could be magazines. That is the first step. And it is not pure. Then that temptation, after a while, is no longer as exciting. And like a drug, it desires more and more and more often. And before too long, you become obsessed with it until Satan has a stronghold. And my friend, it comes back to the fact that you lost it in purity. Now, if you're having a problem with pornography, for example, my friend, put it down. Don't go near where they sell it. Don't go near the places where you bought it. If it's on the internet, get the internet out of your home. You don't need it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all. who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.